Beginning this practice, we open our hearts to the awareness that we are held in the embrace of divine love, that in this moment we are safe, that we are seen, that we are known. In the beginning of this practice, we acknowledge that we are part of a community that has come to hold space together, to be held together, to hold one another to love unto God. And so in the acknowledgement of divine love, we allow ourselves to rest. In the second stage of this practice, we open our hearts with gratitude, realizing that ingratitude is often a subtle way of experiencing resentment, of breaking trust, of feeling misunderstood or unappreciated. And so with gratitude, we allow our hearts to be receptive. We allow ourselves to be rooted in this present moment. And we allow ourselves to receive the gifts that we often resist, gifts that may be difficult for us to receive, gifts that we may not acknowledge as the very things that lead us into a place of centeredness, of peace-filledness, of allowing ourselves to be loved. And it's in this posture of gratitude that we're prepared to move into the third stage of this practice, which is allowing our memory to guide us through this day. And so we remember waking up, preparing to make a long journey. Remember that first cup of hot coffee or tea this morning. Remember beginning to leave our homes, getting in our cars, getting on a plane, allowing our concerns to dissipate the further away we got from them. Remember arriving into Omaha or Schuyler, seeing old friends, making new friends. Remember our lunch. Remember our afternoon tea. Remember arriving to the monastery, checking in, finding our room, maybe walking around the grounds here, sitting at a table over dinner, beginning to listen to ourselves and the conversations, listening to the person sitting beside us or across from us, listening to the voice of love that supported it all. And we remember our opening session tonight, hearing our own voices in the room, listening to the intentions of those around us, following the prompts and the facilitation of Felina, even laughing at Basil as a symbol of the wandering mind. We receive every moment of this day. And in remembering, we rummage through this day for a consolation, a memory of feeling safe, of feeling centered, of feeling known, a consolation, a memory of experiencing love, a moment we wish we could have stayed in longer, a moment that actually held us, and in holding us offered us something. In this consolation, we listen to what the real gift of that moment was, to the subtext, allowing the implicit to become explicit, allowing ourselves to be fully at peace, fully present, fully loved, and in being held in this consolation, we allow the gift of its message to even be present now, speaking to us, speaking over us, speaking in us. We rummage through this day with the courage to also name a desolation, a moment of frustration, of disruption, a moment where we lost our sense of self, where we didn't experience that inner peace, where we doubted our own belovedness. We rummage through this day looking for a desolation, a moment where we resisted the present, a moment where we let lies convolute the truth, a moment we wish we could have had back to reset, to restart, to redo. And in facing this desolation, we also listen to what's behind it. Not the incident or the person that frustrated or hurt us, but what was really triggered within us. We search for the honesty to see how in so many ways we project outside of ourselves what we won't contend with inside. And we allow the honesty of naming this desolation to be the beginning of an inner reconciliation, an inner move to wholeness, a stage in the series of minor deaths that's our collective lifelong conversion. And so in the fourth stage of this practice, we bring this desolation and align it with an intention to let it go, an intention to be free, to be whole, to be healthy, and to be healed. We align this desolation with the very thing that it's always been inviting us to say yes to. And so for some of us, that is contrition, sorrow. It's making an apology to ourself and the parts of ourself that we withhold, that we don't allow to be loved. Rather than be suffocated by this desolation, rather than giving it more power than it already has, we gently set it down, and with compassion and gentleness, return to gratitude and move into the final stage of this practice, which is resting in hope, the hope of new beginnings, the hope of a tomorrow filled with new consolations and new desolations, the hope that every intention we make is a baby step towards realizing our own belovedness, stumbling forward into love, acknowledging that God is not as hard on us as we are on ourselves, that God wants to love us more than we want to be loved, but in learning to love ourselves, we prepare to be present to the love that is already here, that's already within us.